ABC.
Dave Muir is on duty with South Australia Police, as we've been reporting the sad death of footy great Neil Curley.
Yeah, this is just before 5.30 yesterday afternoon. Police and emergency services were called to Mallee Road at Walker Flat after reports that a Toyota station wagon was towing a trailer, had left the road, gone through a fence and came to rest in a paddock. Sadly, the driver and sole occupant, an 88-year-old man from Walker Flat, died at the scene. Sadly, it's the 39th life lost on our roads this year as compared to 52 for this time last year.
Peter Malinauskas is the Premier of South Australia. What are your reflections on the passing of Neil Curley?
You know, to try and in a car accident obviously is shocking for the family, and our thoughts are with them first and foremost. Neil Curley, or Knuckles as we all know him, is undoubtedly one of the biggest legends of South Australian football that we've ever produced. Neil Curley didn't just capture people's attention as a player and a highly successful coach, but he really captured the hearts of South Australians in his passion around State of Origin and those infamous rivalry that existed with Ted Whitten, the face of the Big V. And we remember Neil Curley as being the person that took it up to Ted Whitten on more than one occasion.
The outpouring of love we're seeing, though, is heartwarming this morning too, and you kind of have that personal story of the SA Vic rivalry.
I played junior footy at Westies, under-17s and a tiny bit of under-19s, I think, with West Addo Footy Club, and Neil Curley was the legend that was mentioned in the change rooms on more than one occasion. The example of inspiration and toughness and hardness that was often referred to fire everyone up. And not surprisingly, given that Curls coached the footy club at Westies, you know, and he took the club to a premiership in 1961. That was a pretty famous premiership as well. But for most South Australians, there'll be a connection through their footy club, as he had a connection with at least four SNFL clubs in very successful ways too. So this is a bloke that knew how to win. The State of Origin victory in 1963, so many South Australians have heard about that amazing victory, which ended a 36-year drought at the MCG, and Neil Curley famously took a player out that occupied the minds of Victorian players for the rest of the game. So thankfully, we went on to win. But he was hard, he was tough, but had a heart of gold, and there is so much affection being reflected upon this morning.
265 games with West Adelaide, South Adelaide, Glenelg, and coaching 628 games. I mean, that is a legacy in its own right.
To be able to coach 628 games is formidable. I mean, that shows a resilience that characterises the man. You don't coach 628 games of league footy unless you've got the ability to inspire a cohort of players and keep them up. That's a sign of leadership, and that's why this is big news. And it's so heartbreaking for a lot of people, but none more so than the family. And we should keep in mind that while all of us feel as though we have a stake in Neil Curley, none more so than his family, and our thoughts are with them first and foremost.